The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, like every Tuesday morning, Congressman William Timmons. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Doing great. Good to be with you. I'm sure you were as pleased as I was to find out that the pandemic is finally over. President Biden just did a little flip of his mind and announced that in the same week that he's requesting $20 billion in emergency COVID funds and forgiving $300 billion in student loans because of COVID. It's just remarkable the things that are going on up here.
Well, that was good news to hear on 60 Minutes. Here's the president confirming it.
The pandemic is over. We still have a problem with COVID. We're still doing a lot of work on it. But the pandemic is over. If you notice, no one's wearing masks. Everybody seems to be in pretty good shape.
So, yeah, that is good news. So I'm assuming they have rescinded their request for the additional COVID money?
That would be the logical thing to do. Maybe not forgive $250 billion in student loan debt because of the pandemic. There's a lot of things that would make sense. I'm just shocked that it took a year for this president to figure out what people in South Carolina knew literally over a year ago.
Yeah. It is crazy. But all kidding aside, from what I understand, they do in fact still want the money from you guys. They're expecting you to approve additional billions in this continuing resolution that that you guys will be considering before you come home to for November. And his own, once again, several things that he said during that interview on 60 Minutes Sunday, the White House staff is already trying to walk back. Don't you know that they wished that they would just keep him in the basement of the White House and not allow him to do these interviews?
I don't know if the White House has a good basement you could hide in. There's people all over the White House. So, it's more challenging, But yes, they literally walked back virtually everything that he said in that interview. It's almost as if they didn't prepare him. I mean, it is difficult to use prepared remarks and read off a teleprompter if, the person is actually doing their job, the journalist is actually doing their job asking questions that the American people want to know the answers to. And this president just doesn't have them. So,
yeah. Well, and there was that little thing, too, yesterday where he was a little bit late to the Queen's funeral. How are you late for a state funeral?
I was unaware of that, but
yes, he was 5 minutes late. They had already started the processional. It started at 10 o'clock, and at 10:05, you see he and First Lady Jill Biden being shuffled down the aisle in the place. Now, he was back on row 14. He didn't get prime seating. The explanation was that unlike other heads of state who were being shuttled over to Westminster Abbey, that he had refused to do so. He wanted to ride in the beast, his own limo, and he got stuck in traffic.
So can't make it up.
No, you can't. All right. On to another topic here. Boy, did Florida Governor Ron DeSantis hit a nerve or what? Sending 50 migrants up to Martha's Vineyard. Have you ever seen so much attention drawn to something? Boy, and they got them out of there pretty quickly, too, didn't they?
Well, it only took activating 125 members of the National Guard. If only we could do that at the southern border. That would really, really make too much sense.
It's just crazy. Yes, they're accusing DeSantis and Abbott of doing these things as political stunts to get attention. To a degree, that's it. And it's working. But one of the complaints with some of the locals at Martha's Vineyard was the fact that they said, well, there's no jobs up here. This is just not a good place to start your new life. Well, the Epoch Times reported that the local newspaper there at Martha's Vineyard, they perused a last week's edition. It had over 50 jobs listed needed right there in Martha's Vineyard. So it appears there are jobs that are needed. I mean, this was like jobs for dishwashers, for general laborers, for people working in their local grocery store, which it was reported that the local grocery store literally has housing available for their employees, since this is sort of a seasonal area, that they have apartments for their employees to live in. So they could have given them a job plus given them housing if it had been that important.
Well, sometimes your values that you're projecting outside of your fenced-in community are different than the values that you project inside your fenced-in safe community. So I think we all knew that, and it's good that Governor DeSantis showed the world that those two things do not match, not in their backyard.
Yep, yep. Let's talk about the continuing resolution that you guys are going to need to approve before you leave to come back home for the November midterm elections. Of course, inflation is still an issue with us. We saw another slight increase this past month. Now, President Biden doesn't seem to think that it's that big of a deal. Back to his 60 Minutes interview on Sunday, Biden attempted to downplay the inflation. Let's listen for just a minute here.
Let's put this in perspective. Inflation rate month to month was just an inch, hardly at all.
You're not arguing that 8.3 is good news.
No, I'm not saying it is good news, but it was 8.2 or 8.2 before. I mean, it's not, maybe I can make it sound like all of a sudden, my God, it went to 8.2%.
It's the highest inflation rate, Mr. President, in 40 years.
I got that. But guess what we are? We're in a position where for the last several months, it hasn't spiked. It has just barely, it's been basically even.
So I guess it's okay that we just kind of maintain the highest inflation we've had in what, decades?
I mean, that certainly wasn't scripted. I can promise you he had not been prepped for that answer. Because that,
yes.
You know, Americans all over this country they're struggling to get by. They're struggling to put food on their table. It's going to kill the housing market. You're not going to be able to buy a house because your interest rate's going to be 6, 7, 8%. The Fed's going to increase rates again this week to try to get inflation under control, all because the Democrats spent trillions of dollars we don't have. And that's the thing. They're going to continue to try to hide the fact that the reason we're in this situation is because they spent $5 trillion over the last year and a half fighting COVID. None of that money actually went to COVID, and they continue to spend money we don't have, and it costs the American people their dollar not going as far, and we have to change course. We are literally running out of time. If they continue going down this path, we're not going to have a country anymore.
Yep, yep. All right, so talk with us, Congressman, if you will, of what to expect in this continuing resolution, and will Biden get his COVID money?
I don't think so. Not when he says the pandemic's over, not when he is trying to use Congress putting any more money into COVID as a way to justify his student loan giveaway. So, you know, I'm not going to vote for any COVID money. I know that a number of people are pushing for some additional funding for Ukraine. I think things seem to be going pretty well, and I'm not sure what role we have to play. Our allies need to pick up the slack. So I hope it's going to be what's called a clean CR. It's just a continuation of the existing funding, but they're going to do everything they can to get some of their priorities in there, and we'll see what happens in the Senate because it'll pass the House.
Yep. Well, it'll be interesting to watch for sure. Congressman William Timmons, always a pleasure. We'll catch up again next Tuesday.
Look forward to it. Be well.
Sure thing. 877-23
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.